I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. You are now tuned in to the greatest show on earth, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all of that, there is a bonus. You get the personal initiative to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And as we put all of this together, you have the method, the mindset, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic is for you to learn how to start asking for more. How do you start asking for more in your life? Do you believe that you're worth more than you've been getting up to this point? Do you believe in some ways you have been selling yourself short? Do you believe some other people have been attempting to sell you short with your implicit permission, of course, because that's the only way anyone else can sell you short? Do you believe you're worth more than what you've been receiving up to this point, or worth more than what you have at this moment? If the answer is yes, and I think everyone is saying yes right now, I don't think anyone says, you know what, I got pretty much exactly what I'm worth. I don't think I deserve any more further than this. I don't think anyone who listens to a podcast called Work On Your Game would be given that type of answer. Since you do want more in your life, since you believe you are worth more, since you believe you have put in the effort at a time, or you are in the process of putting in the effort and putting in the time, how about you start asking for more? I want to talk today about how exactly you're going to do this. You've heard the saying, don't go to the ocean with a teaspoon. What that means is, the ocean, knowing the vastness of it, knowing the size of it and the amount of water that it holds, you can't show it with a teaspoon expecting to get a whole lot from the ocean. Knowing that there's so much available, you got to show it with buckets or a dump truck or a hose or some type of suction device, something that can get as much water out of that ocean as possible. You show it with a teaspoon, you have limited the amount you can get because the size of your vessel is so small. See, if you're not asking for enough in whatever you do in life, however you're conducting yourself in life, you're not asking for enough. Now, I don't necessarily mean in material resources, but it can definitely be in material resources. If you're not asking for enough, it's kind of like you're at the ocean with a teaspoon. Even though you can see the vastness of what's available, you can't get any of it because you got this little tiny teaspoon. It's the same way in life. I mean, any of us can go online or read a magazine or go anywhere, and we can see that there are some really nice things out there. We can see that there are people who make more money than we make. They have similar products to what we sell, and they're charging 10 times what we charge. people who are doing a similar job to what we do and making 10 times what we make, people who have a similar podcast or YouTube channel or Instagram account, and they have way more followers or engagement or listeners or downloads or whatever metric you want to look at, people who are doing it at a way higher level than us. We can see the vastness of the ocean. However, there's only a certain amount. There's a certain amount we are limiting ourselves to receiving from that ocean if we are carrying around very tiny vessels in the form of small asks. So today's topic is about asking for more, asking for what you really, really want, not just asking for what you think will be accepted, what you think you're going to get, or what you think someone else sees you as worth, but asking for what you want. How do you start asking for more in your life in general? That's what we're talking about here today. Now, in episode number 457, we talked about you getting what you expect. You got to raise your expectations if you want to get at a higher level. And in episode number 176, we talked about having great expectations as opposed to people saying, I don't want to have any expectations, so I can't be disappointed, which is a dumb thing to think, dumb philosophy. But those two episodes you can listen to at DreAllDay/457 and DreAllDay/176. And the full archive of this podcast, as always and forever, is at DreAllDay/podcast. Point number one, and again, today's topic is how do you start asking for more in your life? Number one, you get what you accept. In life, you get what you accept, nothing more. I heard this person make an analogy towards working at a job once. He said, when you work at a job, you do just enough work to not get fired while the boss pays you just enough money for you to not quit. Now, I don't think that applies to everybody here. I don't think everyone here who listens to this podcast just slacks off and just does enough work at their job so that they can keep the job, so that their employer just pays them just enough that they don't quit. I don't think everybody who listens to this thinks that way. But the reason that I'm even bringing that up is to illustrate the point that what you accept is what you get in life. That part about what the boss is going to pay you. If you feel like you're receiving less than what you're worth right now, you have to ask yourself a follow-up question. There's a critical follow-up question that you must ask and you must answer. Now, you ready for that follow-up question? You might want to write this down. Since I know I'm worth more than what I'm getting right now, why did I accept this? Let me give you that question again, just in case you didn't think it would be important enough to write down. Now you realize it is. Let me say it again. Since I am receiving less than I know I'm worth, comma, why did I accept this at the beginning? Now, I want you to notice something about that question. That question is not about what the other person did. That question is not about the universe or the world or comparing yourself to anyone else. The question is, why did you put yourself in a position to be receiving less than you believe you're worth? You believe you're worth X, but you're receiving 50% of X. Why did you accept that? Because that's exactly what you got, right? You got what you accepted. This is how life works. What you expect, you get. And what you accept, you will have. That's a good one right there. Someone write that one down. Tweet it to me at Dre All Day. What you expect, you get. And what you accept, you'll have. You get nothing more than what you accept in life. If someone makes you an offer that is less than what you believe you're worth, but they make it to you in a take it or leave it type of way, or they make it to you in a way as if that's their bottom line, or they're not going to go any further, not going to offer you any more, or if you're trying to get a lower price and they're not going to go any lower, or you're trying to get some type of better terms and they're basically telling you, we're not going to offer you better terms, and then you accept it out of fear of losing out, fear of missing out, FOMO as they say it, then, well, they kind of beat you. Negotiations can be win-win, but sometimes negotiation can be win-lose because you're looking at the situation as if, okay, if I don't take this, then I'll have nothing. Let me tell you the number one tool in any negotiation. Some of my business professionals listen to this. You know what the tool is. The tool is your ability to walk away. You need leverage. You need leverage to succeed in a negotiation. I won't even say win because the other person doesn't have to lose, but you need leverage to succeed in a negotiation. Only way you have leverage, your leverage in any negotiation is your willingness and ability to indeed walk away from the table to say, okay, we're not going to do a deal here. Okay, I'm not going to buy this house. Okay, I'm not going to rent this apartment. Okay, I'm not going to accept this job. I'm not going to buy your product. You got to be willing to walk away. Your fear of missing out as if there is some scarcity in this world, that there are not more of these opportunities that you're walking away from. You know, people, because of FOMO, don't walk away from a house sale because as if that's the only house in the world, or as if that's the only apartment available, or as if that's the only car they could possibly buy, the only financing options. they can get, the only job that they could ever have, the only guy or girl that they could ever deal with, the only time that someone can schedule a phone call. See, if you had this FOMO, this fear of missing out that people use against you, because it only works against you. Let me tell you why it works against you. See, you may think they're wrong for using it against you, but they're not. They can only use against you what you allow to be used. See, somebody could try to use something against you, but if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. When I was playing basketball, somebody tried to do a shot fake. If I didn't go for the shot fake, I'm still going to block their shot. It didn't work against me. They can try it, but if I don't go for it, then it's not going to work. See, the reason that that fear of missing out is working against you is because you have a scarcity mindset, as if I don't take this opportunity right here, there'll never be another opportunity. Is that what you think? Even if you don't consciously think it, on some level, unconsciously, you must be thinking it, if the fear of missing out has caused you at some point in your life to accept less than what you were worth, and you knew you were doing it in the moment you did it, it's because you feared you would miss out. You feared there would be no other opportunities if you didn't take that one. Maybe someone sold you on that idea. Maybe you sold yourself. I would assume you sold yourself, because even if someone else tried to sell you on something, you won't agree with it until you sell yourself. You get what you accept in this life. If you've been in a relationship with someone and they weren't really the best partner, but you continue to accept them not being the best partner and you stayed there and it ended up wasting a year of your life or 10 years of your life, listen, you can't blame that person for being who they are. I mean, they showed you who they were, right? They showed you. You decided to stay. Why? I don't know. I can't speak for you, but I say one of the main reasons people stay in situations, whether that be a relationship, a job, playing a sport, being friends with another person, is because of the fear of missing out. If I get out of this one right here, where am I going to get another one? If I get out of this one right here, I may not get another opportunity for this. The fear of missing out causes people to stay where they are, as if there is some level of scarcity of people, of jobs, of money, of opportunity, of teams to play for, of sports to play, of things that they could do with their time. Listen, there's an abundance here, people. I talked about the abundance mindset. Go to DreAllDay.com/podcast. I talked about the abundance mindset on this podcast already. You get what you accept. If you accept something because you fear you won't get any more, listen, that's what you deserve because you accepted it. What you accept, you deserve. Point number two. Today's topic is, how do you start asking for more in your life? Understand that the same way that you judge other people is the same way other people judge you, which is by the company you keep. You are judged by the company you keep. And I want you to understand something. We're not talking about people in this sense. We're talking about what you ask for. If you come to the table and somebody says, okay, what do you want for that? And you say, somebody says, what do you want for an hour of your time? And you say $10. Okay, people are going to look at you as a $10 individual. Okay, this guy right here is worth $10 per hour. How do they know that? It's because when they asked you how much is an hour of your time worth, you said $10. Hey, that's what it's worth. You just sold it for $10. If someone says, on the other hand, what is an hour of your time worth? And you say $10,000, and maybe you're willing to offer it and you're willing to offer a justification for why it's worth $10,000. That would probably help, because a person may have sticker shock and say, well, where the hell did you get that number from? You better be able to sell why that number is that number. What is the value that goes behind that $10,000? Now, if you're able to justify that value, that person going to look at you and say, okay, that person right there, that's a $10,000 per hour individual. Understand, the company that you keep, what you ask for is part of the company that you keep. The energy that you bring when you walk into a room before you say a word is part of the company that you keep. The way that you dress is part of the company you keep. The way that you walk, the way that you talk, what you listen to, what you consume, what you allow yourself to be influenced by, and whom you allow yourself to be influenced by, all of these are part of the company you keep, and you will be judged by the company you keep. What you ask for is part of your company, because what you ask for, someone's basically asking you, how do you value yourself? When someone says, hey, what are your salary expectations at this job? Or how much do you charge for an hour of training? Or what do I got to do to get XYZ from you, or to get you to do this, or whatever the situation happens to be? And something that is being negotiated here, okay? I know there are times that we give without charging anything. I don't charge you to listen to this podcast. It doesn't mean I'm a $0 per hour individual. What I'm talking about is situations where you have the right to set your price, or you're asked to set your price. Listen, the number that you put out there, or the valuation that you put out there, that's the way that people are going to look at you. They don't have anything else to go off of but what you're saying. You're judged by that company. You know what human beings respect? Just look at what you respect. We respect big, bold, grandiose. We don't respect small, timid, and basic. We just don't respect small, timid, and basic when it comes to someone being able to set their own price, tell you what they want. All right, this is what you got to give me in order to get this. You want this value out of me, you got to make this investment into me. And that can mean money, it could be time, it could be effort, attention, focus, whatever it is that you want. But when you go small, when you're timid in your ass because of your fear of missing out, when you just keep it at a low level because you just want to make sure you get something, anything, you look desperate. You look small, you look timid, and people are going to judge you based on what they see. They're going to judge you based on what they're seeing in front of them. And if they are able to get you for this small amount, maybe less than what they were even expecting, a lot less than what they were expecting, that's what they're going to judge you as. And here's another thing that wasn't in my notes. People will judge what you deliver. They'll judge your ability to deliver, your skill level, how your talent, your content, whatever it is you're offering. They're going to judge it by what it costs them to get it. See, if they are expecting to spend $10,000 and you ask for $100, they're going to say, okay, this person is only worth $100. They probably don't have anything to say. We're not hiring this person because they only want $100. Now, somebody who wants $8,000, they're going to say, okay, that's pretty closer, much closer to what we were expecting. We get to save $2,000. But listen, at least sound like somebody who has something to say. See, when you really value yourself, you don't mind making your ask high. You keep your ask high when you really value yourself because you know what it is you're offering. Now, when your ask is very low, people are going to look at that and say, okay, the reason this person's ask is so low, they're not going to ask you, hey, why is your ask so small? Maybe some people will ask you, rarely. Most of the time, they're not going to ask you at all. They're just going to assume, okay, there must not be much value behind this, because if there was, they would be asking for a whole lot more. You are judged by the company you keep, people. Point number three. Today's topic is start asking for more. Number three, when you ask for more, you might get it. When you ask for more than you thought you were going to ask for, maybe you thought you were going to ask for $2 today, but listening to this, you're going to ask for $20. You may end up getting exactly what you asked for. See, understand that what I'm telling you here, this is not just semantics. This is not just some hype up to puff you up and build your confidence for the day until tomorrow's episode. This is not a joke. It's not a joke. It's not a game. When you ask for more, often you will get it. And if you ask for more than anybody else is asking for, that'll jump you to the front of the line, first of all. It doesn't mean you're going to be the one that's chosen or accepted or paid, but it will jump you to the front of the line simply because everybody's going to be like, damn, really that much? Damn, you want, that's what you want in exchange? People are going to notice it. Why? Because you made yourself stand out. In business, they call that prestige pricing. You just gave yourself, it doesn't mean everybody's going to buy it, but everybody's going to know what it is simply because everybody's not going to buy the Rolls Royce, but everybody knows what it is simply because of the price tag. When it rolls through the street, everybody says, wow, look at that. Why? Even if they don't own one, even if they have no desire to get one, even if they will never be able to afford one, they know what it is. Why? Because the prestige it puts on itself because of what they ask for in exchange. When you ask for more, and listen, some people buy it. If it rolls through the streets, that means somebody's driving it. Somebody has that car. When you ask for more, you just might get it. And when you ask for more, people look at you completely different. Even if they end up not buying what you're selling, if you ask for more, people are going to perceive you differently simply because you were willing to ask for it. That's a fact. Point number four, today's topic is to start asking for more. When you are asking for more and you are owning your ask, what that means, owning your ask, is when someone says, well, what do you want for this? And you say, I want $100. And they say, man, I was expecting to spend $12. You want $100? Why is it worth $100? If you are able to own your ask, that means you can justify why the ask is the ask. If you can't justify it, you can't just go say, hey, I want $1 million to sign your autograph. If you can't justify why it's worth what it's worth, then you're not owning your ask. That means you're just throwing something out there. If you are making a big ask and you are owning it, here's what you got to do next. You got to make sure you step your damn game up to be sure you can deliver and back up what you sold. You got to be sure you can deliver and back up what you sold. If I tell you, listen, I'm going to put on the best speech that has ever been given in life on the topic of mental toughness, all you got to do is come to this arena and you got to pay $1,000 for a ticket. It's going to be a 20-minute speech. And in 20 minutes, I'm going to give you $10,000 worth of value. It's only $1,000 for the ticket. So I'm giving you $9,000, basically, in cash and prizes, so to speak, here. And you start buying those tickets. I suck out all the tickets and everybody's talking about it. The news is there. They're like, this guy charged $10,000 for a ticket for a 20-minute talk. This better be the best thing that's ever happened. Everybody's paying attention. Why? Because of the prestige that I put on it and the way I sold myself and set myself apart from everybody else. That 20 minutes better be damn good. That better be the best 20 minutes that ever happened in humanity. Why? Because I sold myself at that level. I was able to justify myself at that level. Okay, now people are like, okay, let's see what you got. You better be able to step it up and make sure that you can deliver at what you ask for. So this is a way that you can kind of reverse engineer a sense of urgency. I would suggest you get a sense of urgency burning from both ends of the candle, but this is one way that you can reverse engineer it. Okay, I'm going to ask for 10 times more than I've been asking for. And when people start accepting it, okay, I better make sure my performance is at 10 times the level it was at before, because I got to deliver on this. If I don't deliver, word's going to get around. I won't be able to sell that ever again. You won't be able to sell anything, because people are going to know whatever you're offering, you don't deliver at that same level. So even if you divide it by 10 and go back to the old number, people still ain't going to take that one, because they're like, okay, this guy is just known for not delivering. All right, it's not about the numbers. He's known for not delivering. We're not going to deal with this person. They're a dishonest individual. This is not an ethical salesperson. This person is not ethical or up and up or straight up with the way that they do business. This is a shady character. They don't deliver at the level that they ask. They ask for X, but then they deliver at 0.5 of X. Do you want to deal with that type of person? I don't care what X is. I don't care if X is a dollar. I don't care if X is $100. I don't care if X is $1,000. I don't want to deal with a person who doesn't over-deliver what they ask for. So you better make sure when you step your ask game up that you also step your actual game up to match it. Hopefully, actually, step it up to surpass it, because no human being is perfect. So if your game matches, you're going to come up short. Have more than you need, so no matter what you do, you're still over-delivering. That's a good one right there. Let's recap today's topic, which is to start asking for more in life. Don't go to the ocean with a teaspoon. You need a larger vessel, meaning you need a larger ask in what you're going after in your life. Number one. In life, you get what you accept. You do not get anything more than what you accept. If you accept it, that's exactly what you deserve. If you think you deserve more, then you need to stop accepting less. Point number two, you are judged by the company you keep. What you ask for is part of your company. So it's not just the people around you. What you ask for, what you expect of yourself, and what you are willing to accept are all part of your ask, and you will be judged by what you're accepting. People respect big, bold, grandiose. We do not respect small and timid. So if you have been accepting small and timid, people are looking at you as a small and timid individual, but you can change that at any given moment by changing your ask. Point number three, when you ask for more, you might get it. This is not just a hype up. This is not just semantics. This is not just a metaphor that I'm giving you here today. When you ask for more, you're going to start getting more. You just got to be willing to stand on that ask and actually own that ask, meaning be able to justify it when someone questions, hey, why is this ask? Point number four, when you're asking for more and you are owning it, as I just explained, you better be ready, willing, and able to step your game up to match and surpass what you're asking for. Because if you can't surpass it, that means you won't be able to over deliver. And if you don't over deliver, people are going to ditch you to go find somebody who does. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 content creation ideas for any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker. 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.